Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we want to start the show by thanking you for telling a friend, for tuning in, for downloading, subscribing, liking, sharing, all that good stuff. You guys are just amazing human beings, period. Remember, if you listen to the podcast on iTunes or on your phone, check out our YouTube channel for the video. If you're watching us on YouTube, take us on the road while you're cleaning, driving, doing all that good stuff by subscribing to the podcast. No matter where you're listening from, all the tools and resources that you will ever need to grow your cleaning company at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Today, we are chatting with Alicia Benning from A's Nitty Gritty Cleaning. Nitty Gritty has just started in South Dakota with residential cleaning services about 4 months ago. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And I wouldn't usually do this, but if you're just starting, I'm going to beat you. I mean, I know I invite you onto my show, and now I'm going to treat you terribly. What is with A's Nitty Gritty? That's very confusing. And I know I'm easy to confuse, but still, what's going on with the name?
What's going on with the name? Well, you think of, you want to get cleaning, you want to get the nitty gritty, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with the nitty gritty, but what's the A's piece of it? Is that Alicia's?
Yeah.
Yes, well, I got to tell you, your clients do not care about you. They only care about them. So I would, just my two cents, because you just started. I don't know if you got a website yet, but if you haven't put a bunch of money into that name and branding, I would start with something your client cares about, right? The difference would be Mike's super fantastic Nitty Gritty coaching service or growmycleaningcompany.com. See how Grow My Cleaning Company, it's all about you. You instantly know what I do and if you should care. Mike's coaching service, that's about me, and you probably don't care, which is fine, as well you shouldn't. So I would encourage you to find out who your niche customer is, solve one of their pains, right? More time with your kids' cleaning company. Stress-free, be at home, don't stress cleaning companies. See how it's all about the customer and what they want, not about who you are and all that sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now that I've given you a bunch of coaching you didn't ask for, what's going on in your world? How'd you get into the company, and what brought you into the cleaning business? Give us a little background, then we'll jump into some coaching.
Well, I kind of, I was slowly going to get into cleaning, and it just kind of took a huge leap into it. I was at a job where there was a lot of training that was promised, and it never came, and I was constantly trying to keep my head above water.
You said there's a lot of training promise that didn't come?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's the opposite of this show. You're getting a lot of training that you didn't even want. So I don't know if that's better or worse, but it is different.
Exactly. But I do want it, and I need it.
All right, so you were at a job that wasn't working, and how'd that turn into where you're at now?
I could kind of sense an end towards the job. So I had asked my husband, you know, what would you think about me cleaning? And of course, he thought I was just crazy.
Sure. That's husband's jobs.
Yep. However, little by little, I changed his mind, and it's been going great ever since.
Beautiful. And are you doing all the cleaning currently yourself? Do you have any employees yet? What stage are you in?
I have been doing it by myself. However, I just hired somebody. She's been working for me part-time for 3 weeks now.
Hey, congrats. That's a great start. That's a beautiful first step in transitioning out of being a cleaner into an owner. All right. I love your story. Can't wait to help. What's going on? What can I help you with today?
Well, I've listened to your podcast and they are filled with tons of good information and I love all of it. However, now I am overwhelmed. I don't know how to prioritize and I don't know which one is important because I think they're all important.
Oh, gosh.
So I need help prioritizing.
That is such a good question. So good. I love it. And I'm glad that you brought it up because I don't know that we've talked about that before. And working on the right thing at the right time is, I can't think of anything more important. If you just have that down, everything else kind of falls into place. So that's a big one. If you're like, I got 419 things on my list, but I don't know what to do first. That is A, no fun, and B, it's not going to grow your business. So the good thing is most everything I talk about or the key things that are hard distill down into one of two things, how to attract clients and how to attract employees. Obviously, there's some accounting and some other stuff, but I would put those first and foremost. Those are really the two systems. If you get those cranked out, your life is good. And you will have to have accounting systems, but they're easy, comparatively easy. So that's where I'd focus all of my time on starting is getting clients and getting employees. Right now, you just got the one helper. Trying to think of in your circumstance, which is better. Do you feel like you've got more work than you can handle and you focus on the employees or more?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're like, I need to get the employees first. You've got the, getting customers. I don't want
to
say
getting it down. I do have somebody doing my accounting.
Good.
So that I'm taking care of. But yeah, I mean, the clients just keep coming, which is a good problem to have. However, I need to get my business in order, and I just keep filling up my calendar rather than blocking off that time.
Well, and that's the problem with working in your business cleaning is when you're cleaning for $10 an hour, and I know you obviously charge more than that, but when you're paying, you would only pay someone $10 an hour, 12 or 15, whatever it costs total, call it $15 an hour just to be safe. You can't be earning more than $15 an hour, right? If you're cleaning, sure, you save $15, but that hour could have been spent creating systems, getting more employees, customers, building up an asset. So I would I would really encourage you to, we got to get you out of cleaning as quickly as possible. How did you hire your first employee?
She's actually my husband's cousin.
Okay.
And she needed to find some part-time work so she could spend more time with her kids.
Fantastic. I love that value proposition.
Yes.
Okay. So I would probably spend all of my free time. So just so I know what we're working with, how many hours a week do you physically clean yourself?
Well, I clean at least 35 hours a week.
Okay. So that's a tough one. That's going to be very difficult for you to, assuming you don't want to work much more than 40 hours. Do you have kids, or I know you're married. Do you have kids as well?
I do have two kids. Yep.
Okay. So is it a fair assumption that, yeah, so you're like, hey, this is the only, I've got a 2-year-old and he just turned 2 and this is it. Once he's over, I'm too old to have another one. So once he's 3, I'll never have another 2-year-old again. So I want to make sure I don't miss those moments. So is it fair to assume that you don't really want to work more than 40 hours a week?
Yes.
Okay. So if you've got 35 hours cleaning, we got a problem, right? Because that gives you 5 hours to bill, collect, sell, hire, create systems, keep the insurance up, buy supplies, like all the stuff, which obviously isn't going to work, right? Either you're going to work over 40 hours or more likely just stuff's not going to get done. So first and foremost, we need to get you out of the cleaning. There's two ways to do that. If it was me, because I am lazy, I would probably raise prices on all my clients. Just because it sounds like right now you've got more people that want to do business with you than you have time to serve them. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah.
That means you're too cheap. Good news. You can fix that. You raise prices until you have the right amount of customers, right? Until it's expensive enough. You know, if you charge $500 an hour, no one would do business with you. If you charge $4 an hour, you could probably get all the cleaning business you ever wanted. So right now you're closer to the $4 because you have more people wanting to do business with you than you have time to serve them. Two things will happen with that. One, your margins will go way up. Way up. People don't get it. A 20% price increase, people think, well, I'll make 20% more money, but what if my customers quit? That's not the reality. If you're charging $200 a month for an account and it costs you $100 to clean it, and say your overhead's $50, leaving you for $50 in profit, and you raise the price by 20%, right? So from $200 to $240. Guess what? Your cost of goods sold to clean that doesn't go up. It stays exactly what it stayed before. Your overhead doesn't go up. So your cost is exactly the same, but your profit doubles. So if you raise your price on all of your customers by 20%, you'll probably, depending on where your pricing is now and overhead and all that sort of stuff, generally you'll double your profit. So did you get that?
Wow.
20% increase doubles your profit. Now, because you're a bright human being, you're going, well, hold on. I'm sure. But the people are going to quit. Like, I can't, you know. Okay. In some of my in-depth training, which we can't go into here, I go through the numbers and show you how if half the people quit, you would only increase your profit by like 20%, but you do half the work. So and trust me, half won't quit. We're not talking about doubling their prices. We're talking about 20% price increase. And right now you've got more clients than you have time to take on. So first and foremost, I would raise prices. Two things are going to happen. One, people will quit, which is great because that'll take your 35 hours down to 25 or 30, right? It'll be less. The good news is you'll still make the same or more money. So that will literally free up time for free. You'll clean less, you'll make more, you'll gain confidence. That's the first and foremost thing I would do is raise prices. If people, and I'd probably start by 20%, if people say, sure, I'll take that price raise, then give yourself a hand because you just doubled your profit, give or take, on that particular account without doing any extra work, not one iota of extra work till the end of time. Not just today and tomorrow, every month until they quit, you've doubled your profit just by one phone call that took you 4 minutes. So would you agree that's a huge win?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The other alternative is they go, I'm not paying that. You're a commie. I'll punch you in the face if you're standing right here. I quit. Right? Hopefully they won't say that, but you know, who know, I don't know what kind of crazy people you're dealing
with. I might be working with the wrong people.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, that's a good indicator. It was probably, the price wasn't the problem. You probably shouldn't have been hanging out with them. Great. Well, now your 35 hours of cleaning goes down to 33, or you know, whatever the case may be, depending on how big that kind is. Either one of those is a good outcome. The good news is you don't have to call every, you couldn't possibly call every customer at one time. It's impossible, right? You have to call one by one. It's not like you have to call all 30, 40, whatever customers you have simultaneously. You call one and see what happens, right? So if you call seven and they all quit, well, then stop raising prices, right? Now you don't have any more customers than you need. But you can kind of, and start with the worst customers. Even if you've been doing this 4 months, you know that some customers you probably didn't bid high enough in the beginning. Some customers are just too much of a pain in the neck to work with. It's not worth it. Start with your worst customers where you're like, I don't even care if they quit. They're just terrible human beings, and then work your way to your best customers and stop when you've got that equilibrium of, okay, I'm now working 20 hours a week and I've got time to spend 20 hours focused on running my business and, more importantly, creating hiring systems. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so first and foremost...
even though I've only been in the business for 4 months, you would still raise...
Oh, good Lord. People are so funny about that. They they go, there's two excuses. And it's like, it doesn't matter who you are. No one wants to raise prices. I just raised their prices 4 months ago. How could I possibly? Well, it is what it is, right? You don't have a contract that, hey, I guarantee you this price for 10 years. They could cancel on you tomorrow, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you just made a mistake and go, hey, I've got too much work. Just be honest with them. I've got more work than I can handle. I can't do it anymore. There's just so much me to go around. So I've got to charge a little extra. I know it's been 200. It's now going to be 240. Give them a heads up, right? Don't say starting today. Give them like a month's notice. Be a professional about it. And that's that. The other people go, oh my gosh, I've had that guy at the same rate for 18 years. I can't possibly raise his rate. So it doesn't matter if people have him for way long or not long enough. They always say it's an excuse to not raise rates. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You always have the right to charge what you think is fair. You're not selling life-saving drugs, right? If you're selling a drug that keeps people alive, you raise prices. Now we got to worry about it. That's something different. You're selling house cleaning. If they think they can get as good or better service somewhere else for less money and that's what they want to do, God bless them. They can do that whether you raise prices or not. If you feel like, hey, this is my family and I've got kids at home and I'm every hour I spend with you for $43 is an hour I spend away from my kid, I'm not doing it anymore. I need 55 hours, $55, whatever the case. Fine. That's your prerogative. So might people go, hey, you just did it 4 months. I already get a price raise. Yeah, but there's no slave labor here. This is your time and your family. And if that's not what you want to do anymore, you have every right to raise prices at any time. You could raise prices every month if you wanted. I mean, more customers are going to leave, but that doesn't mean you don't have the right to do it. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did.
Cool. Any other fears or concerns about that?
Do you think I should raise my prices first and then hire? Or
right now, you don't have time. So right now, the problem is time. You're like, hey, I clean 35 hours a week, and I've got, I'm going to guess, 25 hours a week of billing, hiring, buying supplies, sales, running your business, right? So that's a 60-hour week. You don't have enough time to do anything. So yes, if you had time, when I said, hey, how many hours are you cleaning? Had you said 20, I would have said immediately go to creating systems to hire. But since you said I'm personally cleaning 35, well, we gotta free up the time first. You're like, hey, should I start with hiring? You don't have any time to hire. You don't have time to talk to me, right? You should be off the phone already. I'm sure you got 20, you got kids and a husband and a business. You're way too busy. So yes, that would be your second thing. So if you just raise prices, you'll get a little benefit, but your schedule will just fill up again. And all of a sudden you'll be back at 35 hours making more money, but that's not the goal. I mean, yes, the goal is to make more money, but the goal is to own a business, not be cleaning all day. So I wouldn't recommend that you stop with just raising prices. Your life will get better because you'll do less work for more money. But again, that's not the goal. The goal is to hire. So the raising prices is really making more money is kind of a side benefit. The real benefit is it will free up your time and keep raising, right? If you raise your prices on everybody and nobody quits, well, then you didn't raise them high enough. You know, go back and clean and raise them again. Or you can, again, that is a little ridiculous if you did raise it twice in a row. But if everybody stays, well, then just go find a subcontractor, cleaner, you know, maybe another company that's like, they can't find work and say, hey, I'll pay you a higher rate or something. But first and foremost, we need to free up some hours. I believe raising prices will free up some hours without costing you any money. And then second, you're going to create, you're going to start following a hiring system, which we go over in our training at growmycleaningcompany.com, exactly how to do the six-step hiring method. But those are the two steps. Raise prices, free up time, use that time to implement a hiring system. Did they answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to shut up for 2 minutes and we're going to get some of your genius to come onto the show here. Three quick questions in the lightning round. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received? So maybe we can all benefit from it.
I would say run into the roar. My husband attended this conference for work way back in the day, and there was a speaker there that said, run into the roar, basically face your fears. You're scared. We're all scared. Just you need to face them.
Both those words start with R, so it's got to be true, right? That's all I know. Alliteration. I'm just kidding. That's actually good advice. I know you just started, but if you've been doing this for 2 days, you've if you're like the rest of us, you've already made a half a dozen mistakes. So what's the biggest mistake that you've made that Cleaning Nation can learn from and hopefully avoid?
Not block enough time to work on my business instead of in my business.
Oh, preach it. Sister, it often takes people years to get that. If you're 4 months in, you're already getting that. Well played. Wise beyond your years. All right. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today? Something easily implementable. As soon as this podcast is over, they can put into practice right away that will make their business or their lives just a little bit better.
I would say believe in yourself and make it happen, because nobody is going to demolish your dreams for you.
Gosh, if you don't believe in yourself, I don't see that there's any way anything's going to happen. So that's a hard to argue with piece of feedback there. Alicia, thank you so much for joining us. I love your passion. I love your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you'd like to check out Alicia's show notes page and get all the tools that you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.